We turn now to a conversation with an astronomer who is comfortable being both a scientist and a Christian. Owen Gingerich is a professor of astronomy at Harvard University and senior astronomer at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory. He says he finds room in his own thinking for both evolution and intelligent design, with this caveat.
I believe in intelligent design, lowercase I and D. And I do have a problem with intelligent design, capital I and capital D, because it's being sold as a political movement, as if somehow it's an alternative to Darwinian evolution.
One of the most appealing arguments made by proponents of intelligent design is that evolution doesn't, in fact, explain everything. There are gaps. You would know.
Well, evolution is today an unfinished theory, and there are definitely many details it doesn't answer, but I just don't think that's grounds for dismissing it.
You said you have room in your thinking for intelligent design, and I'm just curious, you're an astronomer by profession. When you look up at the stars, do you imagine an intelligent being, a personage, if you will, being up there in the heavens, in some sense, alongside those stars?
I suppose we're all affected by the Sistine Chapel ceiling and the picture of God creating Adam. And I feel we have to work very hard to eliminate that kind of picture because it's very misleading. When we talk about the concept of God, it is such an infinity, it's not really possible for us to wrap ourselves around it and come to terms with precisely what we mean. It's not a father figure sitting up there with the big on button and pushing it and the Big Bang happens.
Incorporating intelligent design allows one to say there's more to the universe than just a mechanism that is playing out. Is that right?
I suppose you could argue that, but I would say, all right, that's a philosophical argument, and there's no way that you can prove or disprove it. It is a matter of belief, of making a coherent view of everything, but it's not giving you the kind of answers that you're getting from science.
Is that how you use it within your own thinking?
That, I feel, is like looking at a piece of music. If you see it on the page, you can analyze all of the notes in great detail, but you won't hear the melody. You won't understand its aesthetic appeal. Without a capital I and a capital D, I am saying that I believe there is purpose and meaning in the universe, that it's not all just a macabre mechanical joke.
Owen Gingerich is a professor of astronomy and the history of science at Harvard University.